The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 3rd chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 1st, 1976, in Madras, India.
We are preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, and we are getting good response because we are preaching Bhagavad Gita heavy. This book is here in this Bhagavad Gita heavy. We do not make any false interpretation so that reader also spoils and the listener is also. So many people sometimes they come forward to give me some credit that I have done very wonderful things. I reply that I do not know. I have to do something wonderful. I cannot manufacture gold. I cannot show any jewelry. But if there is any credit, that the only credit is I don't adulterate. The pure milk, I don't show my expert service by adding water. That I do. So we present Bhagavad Gita as in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the supreme law. In all the Vedic literature, Krishna is accepted as the supreme Lord, person, the supreme personality of God. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Kaarana. And the Vedanta Sutra, it is inquired, Adhat Brahma Jigyasa, what is Brahma? This human life is meant for understanding Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. This is real education. So, that part of Brahma, we are Brahma, but Krishna is part of Brahma. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana. He is the supreme Nitya, eternal. Krishna is also eternal, we are also eternal. Na harnate hannamane sarire. So, Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana. And what is the difference between Krishna and me? The difference is, Eko jo bahunam vidyadati kama. Krishna maintains all this pluralism. He is singular. Nitya, Nityana. He is singular. This singular number and plural number, what is the difference? Difference is that Krishna is the maintainer and we are the maintain. Krishna is the predominator, we are predominated. This is so our preaching is this Krishna consciousness that people are searching after God, speculating throughout the whole life. But here Krishna is, can imagine, here I am. No. Avajanti manmurha. God is canvassing, here I am. And these people are searching after God. Just see. Why? That is explained here. Ahamkara vimula, ma. False egoism. Aham karma, katta aham iti manasi. he is fully under the control of Prakriti, and still he is thinking independently. That is Vimula, Vivida. So, Prakriti Kramanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa, Ahankara Vimulatma Katta Aham Kisi Mandala. The material world, especially in this age, everyone is thinking, oh, I am the greatest. Who can become more than me? Ahankara Vimulatma. This material world is like that. Everyone is thinking like that. Or asurik pravritti. Who adhas he, mamasama, he is greater than me. There is a struggle for this vimulatma competition. But at the end, he is under the control of nature. Everyone knows it. Because ultimately the death will come and all ahankara will be separated. I don't care for God. I independent. I am God. All these ahankara, false egotism, on account of bewildered, being bewildered, these things will finish. When Krishna will come as death, everything will be finished. Mittu sarva harasaham. Krishna has described himself, I am death. I am death and I take away all your possession. That's all. As death. It will be taken away. However intelligent we may be, I am a proud we may be for our position, but the death is sure as death. And when death comes, the death is also another form of Krishna. That he will take everything, just like Hiranyakashipu. He was very, very proud of his position. He was controlling over the three worlds. He was chastising his own son, Prahlad Maharaj. In this way he was very, very proud. But when Krishna came as Nrisimhadev, everything was finished within a second. So we should not mistake this fact. Krishna therefore presents that your real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Your real problem. You are making solution of all the problems by scientific advancement, by education, by so on, political manoeuvres, it is all right. But how you are going to solve this problem? How you solve this problem? Actually, human life is meant for solving this problem, not this temporary problem. Temporary problem in war. If you don't solve this problem, janma mrityu chara vyadhi, then any form of life, there will be problems. Even if you are elevated to the heavenly planets, there are also problems. Indra is not very happy there, the king of heavenly planets. Although the higher planets, the duration of life, the standard of civilization, standard of comfort, many, many thousand times greater than here. But the same problem, janma mrityu chara vyadhi, is there. We cannot avoid it. But actually our problem is that nobody wants to die. That's a fact. But death is enforced. No young man wants to become old man. But it is enforced. You cannot avoid we should understand, this is sense, that we are not independent. That's a fact. Prakriti kiramanani. And above Prakriti, there is Krishna. Mayadhakshena Prakriti, Suyati, Sacharacharam. hetunani na kaunteya jagadvi parivartate. So, therefore, Krishna is accepted as the supreme controller. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller, one who controls. Everyone has got some capacity to control. Every one of us, you are also controlling your family, controlling your business. I am controlling this institution, and so on, so on. Everyone has got some. In that sense, everyone is Ishara. There is no fight on this point. But we are controllers of a limited circle, but we are controllers. That is our position. Not that I am simply controller, but I am controlled by higher authority. So therefore, I am not supreme controller. I am controller, Ishara. But here is one Ishara, Krishna. Ishara Parama. He is supreme controller. Why supreme controller? Because he is not controlled by anyone. That is Krishna's position. Krishna, when he was present on this planet, he practically demonstrated that he controlled everyone, but nobody controlled him. That is called Parameshwara. Ishara everyone, maybe. God everyone, maybe. But Godhead is Krishna. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetana. So we should understand it very nicely, and it is not very difficult. The same controller is coming before us as one of us, as human beings. But we are not accepting it. That is difficult. Abhijananti manamura manasim tanuva. That is very regretful. Krishna says that I am coming to exhibit who is the supreme controller, and I am playing as human being so that everyone can understand. I am giving instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Still, these fools, the rascals, they cannot understand. So, God is there. We can give the God's name, Krishna. God's address also, Vrindavan. God's father's name, mother's name. So why is it difficult to find out God? But they will not accept. They will not accept. Mura, they have been described as Mura. So this morning, this place before us, asking me, what is the purpose of your moments? I said, to educate the Mura. That's all. This is the sum and substance of this Krishna consciousness moment, that you are trying to educate the Mura. And who is Mura? That is described by Krishna. Namara Dushkiti na Mura Pravardhanti Narakama. Why? Maya Puritagyana. Why? Maya has taken away knowledge. Asuri Bhavama. So we have got very simple test. Test by a chemist in the small test tube can analyze what is the liquid. So, we are not very intelligent. We are also one of so many muras. But we have got the taste. Krishna says, we like to remain mura and take education from Krishna, which is Krishna consciousness. We do not pose ourselves as very learned scholar and very eager scholar. We know everything. No. We are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also tried to remain a mura. When he talked with Prakashananda Saraswati, you are Maharaja Sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting. So this Maharaja Sannyasi was criticizing him that he is a Sannyasi and is simply chanting and dancing with some sentimental person. What is this? So a meeting was arranged and between Prakashananda Saraswati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that meeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attended as a humble sannyasi. So Prakashananda Saraswati questioned him, "Sir, you are a sannyasi, your duty is to study Vedanta always. Now how is that you are chanting and dancing? You are not reading Vedanta?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, sir, that's a fact. You know, I am doing because my Guru Maharaj saw me in Mura yesterday. How is that?" He said, "Guru Mari Murkha Dekhi Korila Sasam." My Guru Maharaj saw me a fool number one and he chastised me. How he chastised you? He had no jurisdiction for studying Vedanta. It is not possible for you. You are a Mura. You better chant. So what is this purpose? The purpose is, at the present moment, these Muras, how they will understand Vedanta? Better chant Hare Krishna. Then you will get all knowledge. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Pratirandam. In this age, people are so fallen. Now what they will understand Vedanta and who has got the time to read Vedanta? So, better take the education of Vedanta, direct. As Krishna says, Vedaishya Sarvai Aham Iva Bhujitam. So, Vedanta knowledge is called sabdhyadana vritti. By chanting the sabda brahma, one can be liberated. So this is recommended in the shastras. Harinnama, 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 iva kevalam, kalo nasti, iva nasti, iva nasti, iva gatirannata. So if one is actually interested how to become liberated from this material bondage, janma mitra jaya bhavi, these are the problems. Then, according to Shastra, according to Mahayana, one must take to this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is our, purpose. So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are so learned scholar, everyone of you know. And he was very popular leader at Navadvip. And when he was 16 years old only, he defeated one very great large scholar, Keshav Kashmiri. And he was known as Nimai Pandit. Actually, he was a very large scholar. And he, in explanation of one verse, Akparamashtamanayo Nidgankhya Apiyari Gurukrame, he described this verse in 64 ways. He was such a learned scholar. So he was not a fool, but he represented the fool of the said that if you want liberation from material bondage, because this human form of life is meant for that purpose. Janma mitru jarabhyadi dukkha dosharu. This human life is meant for getting out of this engagement of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is human form of life. It is meant for. Unfortunately, there is no education that why I do not want death, but why death is compulsory, I do not want old age, why old age is compulsory, I do not want to take birth, why birth is compulsory. These are the actual questions problems of life, and our whole Vedic literature is meant for solving this problem. That is the whole purpose. Vedic literature, Vedic civilization is not meant for working day and night like animals only for maintaining the foodstuff and sense gratification. It is not civilization. According to our Vedic civilization, this is not civilization. This is another form of animal life. Because Rishabde says, Nayam deha deho nāyāmani loke kastān kāman arhati vīrujāmani tapo vibvam putrakājīna suddhita satyā. That is it, suddhita satyā. Satyā, our existence, is now polluted, infect. Therefore, we have to accept what is holy than this. That cats and dogs, they cannot get this opportunity. How to purify the existence or to become free from these four principles of material unhappiness. They cannot understand, they cannot study Vedic literature, they cannot take instruction on Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we do not take advantage of our Vedic knowledge which is found in India, then we are spoiling our life. Therefore Narottama Das Thakur has sung a very nice song. Hari Hari Vipale Janama Moy. My Lord Hari Krishna has simply wasted my time. Why? Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nam Bhajiya Janiya Suniya Vishakhaya. I thought this human form of life, but I did not take the advantage offered in this life to understand Krishna. Therefore, I have taken poison going in. I have taken poison. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very important. It is not something manufactured mental compulsion. It is authorized movement. Krishna says, sarva dharmān paritrajya māmekam saranam bhaja matta paradaram nānya kincijasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior fact than Krishna. That you have to understand. And how he is superior. We are taking nature as very wonderful, but behind the nature, the manipulator, the control, is Krishna. That you have to understand. That is understanding of Krishna. The big scientists are finding out the wonderful natural laws, but it is their duty to find out who has made this law and how it is being conducted so nicely. That answer is there, prakriti. Mayadhasena prakriti suyate sachara saram hetuna hina kaundriya yadabhi parivartate. The prakriti is very powerful, there is no doubt. In the Brahma Sangita also it is stated that sthisthisthiti palayatha dhanasaktirika chayiva jasya bhavanani vibhati durga. Durga, God is Durga. She is the prakriti power. And she can create, she can maintain, she can annihilate. Sthisthisthiti palayatha dhanasaktirika chayiva jasya bhavanani vibhati. But she is acting just like shadow. Not independent. Ichchānu rupavapi jasya ca cesta tesa govinda mahavidhya. The Govinda is the ultimate background, sarva-kāra-vatāra. Ishvara paramatthika, this is the Brahma Sangita written by Lord Brahma. And he is personally explaining himself. What is the difficulty? bhakti to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should take opportunity of this human form of life, how to understand. If one has got this human form of life, it is difficult. The Krishna says, manushanam sahasresu, kaschid jata disiddhaya, jata tam disiddhaya, kaschid bhistimam tapra. So there are so many things to be learned about Krishna. Krishna says that I am controlling the material things. Now, if you are actually very great scientist, you find out how Krishna is controlling. Very easy. Idam nipunsas tapasa asutasava. Actually, education, tapasa, means that you should understand what is the ultimate truth, how is acting. Then your education, your scientific knowledge is perfect. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated in the Naimisharam, na? Atapamubhi vijasresta varnasama vivharas samishthitasya dharmasya samishiddhi adhikosa. So whatever you do, it doesn't matter, but try to satisfy the Supreme Lord by your work. That is the perfection of life. Samsiddhi paripoksa. You cannot. This is foolishness. Now there is no God. How you can say so? You are completely under the control of the laws of nature. And nature is being controlled by God. How you can say that you are independent of God? Therefore, it is not very good business that people are pushing on a type of civilization, godless civilization. They will never be happy because we are so controlled that after that we have to accept tathādehāntara-prāpti. You cannot stop that. As you cannot stop, that's like a boy. If he says, no, I will not grow. Father says, my dear boy, you are playing all day. Go to school, learn something, other in future you will be unhappy, you will not be able to maintain yourself. If the boy says, no, I am no future. I will not become a young man. I shall play. And that is not a fact. You have to become a young man. And you have to take responsibility. So similarly, Krishna said, Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumana jubana jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirasatana mani. So dehantara prapti is there. That's a fact. How you can say I am independent? This is foolishness. You are not independent. How dehantara prapti? Karvana daiva netrena, according to your karma. In this life, we are preparing ourselves for the next life. How it is? Jānti dīva prātādevānta pidri jānti pidri prātā dūte jājānti madhyāgi nōki jānti māṁ. You have to prepare yourself. So, leaving aside the black side, you take the bright side, that you are trying to go to the higher planetary system, Sarva-loka, Jana-loka, Maha-loka, Tapa-loka. So you have to prepare yourself. They are going to, trying to go to the moon planet. But according to our calculation, they have never gone to the moon planet. They have never gone. Because we find in the Shastra, the moon planet is situated 1,600,000 miles above the sun. They calculate the 93 million of miles the sun is situated. The 93 million plus another 1,600,000 becomes 95 million miles. How one can go 95 million of miles in 4 days? So according to our sattva, we cannot believe this statement. Apart from this discussion, you can go to the moon planet. That is also one of the heavenly planets. But you have to prepare for this. That is karma kanda. You have to perform certain jagras. It is not that by force you can go any other planet. By force you cannot go even any other parts of the world here. If you want to go to America, you have to take passport, visa and so many things. And you will be allowed to go to the moon planet without any visa and passport. How is it possible? It is common. They are so fools that some rascal will take some machine and go there. That is not possible. So, we have to prepare. So Krishna says, Jāti deva bhrata deva. If you want to go to the heavenly planet, you can go. You prepare yourself. Pitri jnāti, pitri loka, you can go. Madhya deva vijāti mama. But, if you prepare yourself for coming to me, back to home, back, you can do it. So, if we have to prepare ourselves to go to our higher planetary system, and here within this material world, within this universe, ābrahma bhavanā lokāna punarāvartino. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, brahma-loka, the brahma-loka means you cannot calculate one day's life. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga varjantam arahajat brahmanohmi. Sahasra yuga, one yuga means 43 lakhs of years. And multiplied by 1,000. Such year is only 12 hours of Brahma Loka. Similarly, 24 hours, one more, 1 year. It is very, very long duration of life there, where Brahma lives. But it's daily, you have to die. Abharma puna loka antunura avasthina. So, madhyam gatya punajanmano vijyate. These are instructions are there, and we are trying to educate people and Krishna consciousness. But if we think foolishly that I am independent, you can do that, but we are not independent, that's a fact. Prakriti Kriyamanani, we are fully under the control of Prakriti, and we have to change types of body. There are 8,400,000 different types of body. Jalajano, Lakhani, Thavala, Lakhavinshati, they are all stated. And this human formal life is very, very, very rarely we have obtained. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that Durlabhama Manasama Janma. This human form of life is very, very difficult to obtain. Samarada, we have now this human form of life. Krishna says that utilize this very nicely so that the problems of life and that knowledge is very easy. Krishna says, janma karma sarme divam jo janati kavya. Simply try to understand Krishna. That is all. And Krishna is explaining himself what he is. Where is the difficulty? Unless you make some interpretation fully, everything is very, very clear. So you can understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, then the result is janma karma swami dibbam tu janati sattata takta deham punar janma naiti mami. Where is difficulty? There is no difficulty. Therefore our request is get to this Krishna consciousness. If the foreigners can take to it very seriously, so why not Indians? It is Indian knowledge. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in India. Why you are neglecting it? Why are you not taking advantage? Why you are falsely proud that you are independent? These are our questions. You are not independent. You are under the full control of Prakriti. So you have to rectify. Tapodipam jina suddev satya dasmat brahma sukham manantam. That is that we want happiness. But here, any happiness, there is no happiness, it is simply distress. But even if we take a happiness that is temporary, but we want unlimited, unending happiness, so that you can have if you perform tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya na samena samena. That is life. Human life is meant for tapasya. Little tapasya. Little tapasya, not very difficult. We are asking this boy, dear of me and others, that you simply give up these four principles of sinful life. Because if you remain sinful, you cannot understand God, Sannyas. Therefore Krishna is saying, Maman, namana dushtitina mula. One who has engaged in sinful activities, they cannot. That is not possible. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punna karma te dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti ma. We have to be free from sinful life. And now, it is practical. Now, we are, according to Shastra, we are prescribed. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no income. Four no. Then you become free from sinful life. And then chant Hare Krishna, your life is free. It is not very difficult. Provided we are serious to take it. So that is our request. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogyivalam. Even if you cannot give up the four principles of sinful life immediately, but you take to Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna mantra, then it gradually gets strength, just like this European American boy. From their childhood, they are trained now for this sinful life. But they have given up. Complete. Young man is still there. So, the method is very simple. Cheta dharpana mājanam, bhava mahādāvāgni nidvāpanam. If we chant Hare Krishna mantra, then the mirror of the core of heart will be clean. Cheta dharpana mājanam. And then bhava mahādāvāgni nidvāpanam. This repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is just like a fire in the forest. Nobody wants it. But it is forced upon us. Just like nobody wants go to set fire in the forest. But it gets like natural. Similarly, if you remain in this material world, then you have to be put into the stimulations of material life. There is no escape. Saṃsāra dāvānala. It is just like dāvānam. So cheta dharpana mājanam bhava mahādāvānala. As soon as you understand that I do not belong to this material world, brahma bhūta prasannātmā nasurucatīyamā, then all problems of life is solved. This is cheta dharpana mājanam. As soon as one is clean of the dirty things in the heart, then he can understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna. My duty is to serve Krishna. So let me be engaged in his service and become successful in his human form. Thank you very much. It is Krishnaism. What is this sound? Hinduism means a type of faith, or Muslimism is type of faith. But as it is described in the English dictionary, religion means a kind of faith. It is not that type of religion. It is a compulsory fact. Just like sugar is compulsorily must become sweet. If sugar is not sweet, that is not real sugar. Chili is not hot, that is not real chili. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna, Our duty is to become Krishna conscious. There is no question of faith. It is not a question of faith. You may have faith in Hinduism, tomorrow you may have faith in Christian, or you may have faith in Christian and tomorrow in Mahavira. This kind of faith is not Krishna consciousness. It is compulsory. It's like laws of the state. It is not that it is meant for the Hindus or for the Muslims or for the Christians. It is meant for everyone. Similarly, Mamayivamsa Jiva Bhuta, we are part and parcel of Krishna. So, it is compulsory to revive our consciousness that we are part and parcel of Krishna. It is not a question of faith. Faith you may accept or do not accept, but here it is a question of must. You must revive your Krishna consciousness, otherwise you will suffer. The personal form and impersonal form, there are two conceptions. And Krishna explains this, that maya tadamidam satvam jagata bhaktam vidhina, abhaktam, impersonal. That is another form of Krishna. He says maya, by me, I am all pervading. Maya tadamidam sattvam. That is sattvam kaliyam brahma. Because he is expanded everywhere. That is impersonal. But as maya, he says, by me, then it's what? So, the whole creation is Krishna's expansion of energy. Just like the sunshine. Sunshine is also the same quality, heat and light, as the sun glow or the sun god. But the sunshine is impersonal. And the sun glow is localized. And within the sun glow, there is sun god. So that is the means of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vidya. In Brahmanaham Pratishtha. The Brahma Jyoti is also staying in Krishna. Krishna is the source of Brahma Jyoti. So, impersonal or personal, whatever you take, that is Brahma. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Sarva. But the beginning, origin, is Krishna. That Krishna explains, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. Either you take impersonal Brahma or localized Paramatma, whatever you take, that is emanation from Krishna. Sarvakaranata. So, of course, if you worship impersonal form, Brahma, Jyoti, there is also Krishna. But Krishna says, Klesha Adhikataraṣṭeṣāṁ of bhaktya sattva-siddhāṁ. If you want to approach the absolute truth to the impersonal form, then it will be little difficult. Perhaps you may not reach the ultimate goal. You may fall down. There are so many instances we have seen in India, so many big sannyasis. They give up the sword, Brahma Sastra Jagan Mithya. But after some days, they come down to the Jagat and engage themselves in political. Why? They could not stay in the Brahma state. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janneira Vinyakha Vimukta Vāryu. By concentrating on the impersonal form, they think that they have become liberated. But actually, that is not. Abhisuddha Buddhaya. The impersonal conception is not purified intelligence. Janneira Vinyakha Vimukta Vāryu. You may think that I have become liberated, but it is not. Why? Arujya kritthena param padam tataha patanti adha. After so much trouble and austerity, penances, you may acquire the position in the impersonal Brahma, but there is chance of falling down from there. Patanti adha. Why? Anadika jismatam bhaya. Because they could not find out how to worship your lotus feet. So, unless you come to the personal form of the Absolute Truth, there is difficulty and there is chance of falling down. Sarva dharma anparityajya, mami tanto. This is the most confidential information. Gujyatam, sarva guhyatam. So, if you want to take the most confidential instruction of Krishna, then māme gaṁ sarvam prajā. Then go on.
What is that?
He says he takes Christianity as Krishna consciousness. What do you say? Everything is Krishna consciousness. It is question of degrees. Mamo bhak panthan, what is that word? Bhaktante manushya partha sarva. Everyone is hunting after Krishna. But they are forward to some step. Suppose Krishna is there on the top and it is 100 steps. So somebody has covered 5 steps, somebody has covered 10 steps, somebody has covered 100 steps, like that. So everyone is searching after Krishna. But there is degrees of realization of Krishna. So either Christian, Mohammedan or any sect, they are searching after Krishna, that's all right. But it is a question of degrees, how far they have gone forward. The last stage is sarva dharma paritajya mam ekam. That is the final. No, it is Krishna consciousness is there in the Bhagavad Gita. It is not nobody's property. It is Krishna's instruction. So, if you kindly advance in Krishna consciousness, then he'll understand. What is that?
What is the purpose of meditation?
Meditation?
Purpose.
Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa apashyanti yam yogina. This is meditation. By meditation, I try to find out Krishna within your heart. Because Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishtha. So that is that. Find out. In the Shastra, we understand Krishna is within my heart. And if you meditate, try to find out Krishna. Then, if you are fortunate, you will be able to see him. This is meditation.
Existed prior to
Dwapara Yuga. Yes. It is always existing. Those who are expired, they are seeing him. Krishna is just like Brahma, Brahma Samhita. He mentions Krishna. Ishara Panama Krishna. So many, many Dwapara Yugas before. Many millions of Dwapara Yugas before. Do you understand it? Brahma says, Brahma is the first teacher in the creation. Many millions of years ago, he uttered this word, Ishara Parama Krishna.
Krishna
is one. It is very popular here also. Otherwise, why you have come here? So, Krishna is popular in India very much. At every house, they observe Krishna Janmashtami. Unfortunately, you are forgetting. You are forgetting this. That is the misfortune. No. Regular life, just like Arjuna. Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita. So before understanding Bhagavad Gita, he was a soldier. So after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he remained a soldier. He did not give up the battlefield. Now Krishna, I have understood, I have given up everything, I am now going to be sannyas. No. That is not required. You have to understand what Krishna wants you to do. That is Krishna. That you can do in any position. It doesn't require. Karma phalatya. That is advice by Krishna. See this. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaj. We have manufactured different types of religious systems. They can be grouped. Some of them are within the group of Tyaga, and some of them are within the group of Bhoga, Bhoga and Tyaga. The Kurmis, they are after Bhoga, and in Jnanis, they are after Tyaga. Krishna says that you have to give up both of them, with Bhoga and Tyaga. Both, you have simply to surrender unto me. There is no question of Bhoga and Tyaga. That does not say that you go everywhere.
They say that
they have
to just meditate.
What they say, I do not know. I know what Krishna says. That's all. And we are not concerned with others. We are putting our Krishna consciousness, means our mission is to present before you what Krishna says. That's all. We are not concerned what others say. We are not concerned. Yes, there is, in the sixth chapter,
Madparam. He has explained, Yoginamapi Sarvesam Madhvata Antaratman Sadhyavan Bhajati Yomam Samayajuktatam. That is first class yogi, who is always thinking, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He is first class. All right. Yes, get in now. Chant Hare Krishna, enjoy with